our guys talking about our team in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Across from Bankston Nissan, near Collin Creek Mall, outside Vista Ridge Mall, south of Northeast Mall, and in front of the parks at Arlington Mall.
I'm Layla. So why is 13 now a lucky number for the Mavericks? Next on The Ticket Ticker.
Imagine that this blue Danube waltz was a photo created by an ordinary printer. Nice, but add a little water. And the color would run, leaving things a bit muddy. Not so when you use an Epson all-in-one. Because only Epson uses exclusive DuraBright ink for photos that actually resist damage from water on all paper types. So not only will this Danube start off blue, it'll stay that way. To learn more about brilliance that lasts, visit Epson.com.
Starting at around $149, the Epson Stylus CX5400...
Live, all local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports.
Or TexasRangers.com.
Dallas-Fort Worth Ticket.
There's rarely a time when you find your own team's win shocking. Precision Tune Auto and McBride Electric brings you the ticker, but the Mavericks beat the Lakers for the first time in 13 years in L.A., 110-93, and Don Nelson says Hackett-Shaq was a big player in the game plan.
It's a tough call for a coach because you don't want to wreck your momentum, but yet you want to be smart with the ball. And we know that they can make shots and come back. And so we went to Hackett-Shaq to make sure that we controlled that. And I didn't think his free throw looked that good. So I kept doing it. And, of course, we would have had to call it off had he made them.
Of course, a big player in the win for the Mavericks may have been Gary Payton's ejection in the first quarter after he received a technical and then rolled the ball in the direction of a ref. The Stars win as well. They shut out the Blackhawks 1-0. The win stopped a 5-game losing streak for the Stars. Marty Turco stopped 16 shots, and Bill Guerin scored the only goal. Quite a few high school football games of note today in the 5A Division II state championship. 14-0 defending champ South Lake Carroll takes on 13-1 Allen at 4 o'clock at Texas Stadium. In the 4A semifinal at 1 o'clock at Texas Stadium, defending state champion Denton Ryan takes on Highland Park. And the 3A state championship game is the nightcap at Texas Stadium at 8 o'clock between Gainesville and Vernon. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If there's no God, who pops up the next Kleenex in the box?
$9.52 on The Ticket. T-Box here.
Over-clapper. I'm the overclapper.
Guest appearance. I want to thank Jason and MR and lovely Layla for contributing today. We'll be in one more time next week, and then we get to be a rant. We get to be off for a couple weeks. See how that works out. And let's see. What else going on? Anything?
Next week, we're probably going to give a little predictions of what's going to happen next year.
Maybe a little review.
Little predictions.
Hey, by the way, did you see this guy? As Gordo joins us, I've never got a hole in one in my life. This guy in Arkansas got two in a row.
In a row?
In a row.
Consecutive holes.
Consecutive holes.
Par threes, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had one in my entire life. Odds are 9.2 million to 1.
Or 1 in 9.2 million?
You could say that. Yeah. What did I say?
Wow.
Anyway, so good luck to him, or good, happy to him, whatever. I hate that. I hate hole-in-ones. My dad has one. He's a crappy golfer.
The guy had to have been freaking out when he hits that second one.
Oh, like, you owe a lot of drink. You're supposed to, theory is you're supposed to buy drinks for everybody in the bar and get a hole-in-one.
Really? But after your round.
But after your two,
don't stop.
Double it up. So.
You're a hole-in-one?
One.
Really?
A skanked shot.
Yeah,
that's how it usually works. Corby's got, we had this battle to the end of time. He got one on a temporary green.
That doesn't count.
That's what I said.
Doesn't count.
But he's taking it to the bank.
I've pulled out from the fairway a bunch of times.
Yep, well, that doesn't count either. You know what? If you get a hole in one, allegedly, if you send that golf ball into the company that made it, they'll give you golf balls for life.
Urban legend. I think it's true.
It is true. They'll give you a box. They're going to give you a box every year.
Well, they'll give you, if you title us, they'll give you a little plaque. With the ball on it.
So, Rick, how's that proven? I mean, do you have to have a signed scorecard with an attest?
You have to have
a balls?
Yeah, you have to have a witness. That's what usually works.
I have a buddy of mine who got a hole-in-one who says he got a hole-in-one, and his four-year-old kid's the only witness.
Hmm. I'm pretty sorry he's making his kid lie like that.
Yeah. Kill the kid.
Kill the kid.
He needs to kill the kid. Get rid of all the witnesses.
Well, the other day... As Gordo joins us, I was at the gym, and I heard your retelling the story of your Planes, Trains, and Automobiles to New York.
Yeah.
That was one of the funniest stories I ever heard. There's nothing worse than what had happened in a nutshell, Craig, is that he had this great rate going to New York, but coming back, he tried to take a later flight, tried to change stuff. My
flight was canceled going out because New York had that snowstorm, so we're going to try to get on a later flight. Well, of course, everyone, since they canceled flights, had filled up those later flights. And so as soon as Delta could get me back, it was like Tuesday afternoon.
But you have to miss 2 days of work.
Had to miss 2 days of work.
Oh.
And so I'm in full panic trying to get a plane out of New York. So finally I find one flying out of Newark to drive all the way out to Newark.
The taxi cab driver, right?
Yeah. The cab ride was $100.
Well, honestly, you had to pay him extra, though.
I told him, I said, I'll pay you $30 because I'd already had 12 cabs refuse to take me to Newark.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah. And it was hard to get a cab to begin with because it was snowing, and so everyone had all the cabs booked up. And when I'd get one, I'd say, hey, can you take me to Newark? Nope. I ain't going to Newark.
So finally, $40 did it, huh?
Yeah, finally I just opened the door and I said, look, I'll give you a $30 tip if you just take me and my wife to Newark. So he said he would, and this is like, we're pushing it. We're going to be late, we're running into all kinds of traffic. So finally we get there, check in. We got a decent rate on a flight. It was like $200 each to fly back to Dallas. And, oh, gosh, that reminds me. I never called Delta to try to get my money back on that first ticket.
Good luck with all that. Write it off.
So,
the kids.
So finally we check in and everything, and they were late boarding the plane. And everyone's waiting out there, and I went and checked, and nobody was boarding yet. And so I went and finished our meal, like at a little restaurant. And we came back, and the terminal was deserted. I'd already boarded the plane. My wife had gone into the bathroom, and I went to the gate, and the woman's closing up the door, and I said, wait a second, I got to get on this plane. Oh, no, sorry, sorry, and everything. Wait, hold on, she said, you can get on right now. And I said, no, my wife's in the bathroom, let me go get her. She's, 10 feet away. She said, no, sir, we're closing this door right now. Just hold on. So I'm running to get my wife and everything, we come back, and basically she let me go get my wife just where she could get rid of me, and she closed up the whole thing, locked it up.
Did she really?
Yeah. And so, and meanwhile, I mean, if I miss this plane, I'm stuck in Newark for 2 days waiting for a Delta flight.
Lovely.
That's leaving out of LaGuardia. So I grab the little CB speaker over the whole terminal, and I go, for the love of God, can any ATA employee please report to gate A21 or whatever? And
did you really do that?
Yeah. And I forgot to say this on the air. I think I forgot to say it on the air, but... The place was so packed with, there were, everyone sleeping everywhere because the terminals, the whole concourse was just filled up with people waiting for these flights. And they started applauding me when I got on the loudspeaker.
Lovely.
Showed my indignation.
Is there anything worse than the panic traveler?
Oh, I mean, just running through the airport. And
it's like waking up late.
Yes.
But worse because it just exponentially grows, the panic, and there's nothing worse. I hate travel.
So, yeah, I had quite an experience trying to get back here, and I can't believe I forgot to call Delta and get my refund on my tickets.
So it cost you how much for a bargain basement seat?
What did you say? Would you estimate?
All together, probably about $1,000 a ticket.
Ugh.
Should just flown first class.
See, the funny part was when he was at the hotel, and he was looking, he didn't know if he could get an extra flight. So he goes to the front desk, hey, how long can I, because sometimes they'll let you check out late. No. By noon, you...
Yeah, you have to check out by noon.
Or you have to pay another day.
Pay another day. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try to find a ticket out of here, you know, so I don't know that I'll need the room for these extra couple days. All right, just let us know by noon.
Then Danny did one of those pay-per-use internets where you had like $2 and trying to surf the internet.
I mean, I've never surfed the internet quicker for airfare.
Only like had $2. Timer going down.
Yeah, the timer just clicking down. I'm just frantically clicking on deals and, you know, one little screw-up on the keypad when you hit an extra letter. Yeah!
Dialogue.
Hurry! 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 the world is such a beating.
It is. It is playing strange on automobiles. Anyway, so what you got today?
Well, we got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah,
first of all.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, there they are.
Corby and Dave. The hosers in here. This.
First of all, I want to mention this. Oh, my headphones just went out, I guess.
You're on.
Okay. Sorry. I want to mention this. There's a, and I don't know how to pronounce his last name. How would you say this last name? Clipbag?
Kurtzik? Kirkseek?
Kirkseek?
Kirkseek.
Stuart Teeter.
Anyway, Nick Kirkseek.
What?
He's a 13-year-old 7th grader. He has brain cancer. They just found he had brain cancer. So he's already had 2 brain surgeries, and he's facing a year of radiation and chemo. And they're having a big sale today for him from 7 till 2 p.m. at Barnett Junior High School. That's in Arlington. It's at 2101 Sublet Road, formerly Harwood Road, if anyone's familiar with that.
Yep.
In Arlington, and they're doing this big sale to benefit him and his family because, as you can imagine, the medical bills. And
is it like a neighborhood yard sale kind of thing?
I think that's the idea. And that's the worst thing. I can't imagine having a child. They're 7th grade, and all of a sudden they find out they have brain cancer, and they're facing that.
Parents should never outlive a kid.
No, cancer's such a beast, man, because, you know, when my buddy got it when he was 27, I believe, brain cancer.
He didn't last long at all, did he?
6 months.
Yeah,
jeez.
I was just thinking, 3 months, sorry, when they found it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, you know, he's so young, you know? It's so weird when someone that young, it was like Lance Armstrong, really, gets stricken with something that you always associate with being
older or unhealthy.
Yeah.
Why 27? Why not... At birth, or
they said that thing had been growing probably since he was 17.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So why would you go get checked?
Exactly.
What would be the need?
Well, anyway, so Nick is, they're fighting this, and he's doing radiation and chemotherapy and had the surgery. So the sale's today. It's going on right now at Barnett Junior High School in Arlington on Sublet Road, formerly Harwood Road. So go by there, and, you know, you can also donate money to it, too, and if you can't make the sale... Encourage all these P1s to do this because this is a P1 family we're trying to help out here. So that's my plug for the day.
Speaking of that, you guys all have HBO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been catching Angels in America?
No. What is that?
Man, I've read about it. I haven't seen it.
Is that a sequel to Angels in the Outfield?
I've seen it. Well, I've seen
good.
It on, what is it?
Is Danny Glover in it?
No.
What is it?
It's about, it's 3 different situations where people are dying of something. One guy's dying of AIDS, one guy's...
Every week it's something different?
No, it's a two-parter.
Sounds like a
three hours last Sunday and 3 hours this Sunday. It's awesome. It's Al Pacino's in it.
Is it depressing?
No, it's one of these things.
So is it a miniseries?
No, it's a two-parter. It's 2 3-hour shows, and then during the week they'll break it up into an hour piece. So.
But, I mean, is it a documentary? Is it a...
It's a movie
people
from
to
a
their
play.
Grave?
Yeah,
or?
It's a movie from a play. The adaptation.
It's
fiction.
Yeah.
That's not real.
Well, I don't know
people.
If he was hosting it or something like that.
No.
Anyway, it's good. You'd like it.
Angels in America.
Angels in America.
Hmm.
Excellent.
Hey, that Born Rich is a good show, too. Saw that.
Yeah, I've heard about that, and I need to see it.
I thought it was going to be better than it was.
I thought it was pretty
very fun to watch.
Yeah.
It was very fun to watch.
You know, those kids really screwed up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you not seen it, Corby?
Comparatively.
No. You need to TiVo that.
It's worth seeing.
Comparatively, they are.
It's still running on HBO?
Oh, I don't know. I'm assuming they'll... I mean, it's only one show.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do these kids, like, get out of high school and go to college and stuff?
Yeah.
And then just...
Yeah. They have to, because they're legacy...
But did they pinpoint the kids that were screwed up? Or they
it's not about them being screwed up, necessarily. It's just about being a rich kid and what kind of life you have.
Okay.
Yeah. And the only one that was really
together seemed like mentally was Trump's daughter.
Yeah, she did.
She was the one that seemed like she had her head on.
She looked much hotter as a blonde than she was a brunette.
She made a comment. It was a great, great line. She's walking into the Trump Plaza with her dad, and there's a bum right there. And her father says, see that guy? He's $1 billion richer than I am.
No, he said, that guy has $7 billion.
Yeah.
He's $7 billion richer than I am.
Yeah.
That's because that was when Trump was down $7 billion.
In debt. In real estate debt?
Oh, God.
That guy right there is $7 billion richer than your dad.
Davey's getting close to that. Aren't you working on that, Dave?
Yeah.
What do you point to bums and say to Erica?
Stop.
You know, I think
that guy's $30,000 richer than I am.
If you have the opportunity to be down $7 billion, you're doing pretty good.
I know.
If you just have that opportunity, period.
I hope
something.
I remember when your creditors will allow you to get that far down.
Well,
you need to
borrow more
believe
money.
In you.
Well,
or another billion to pay the interest.
This was in the early 80s when I remember because I was in grad school at the time. And he filed bankruptcy, and the bankruptcy judge allowed him $75,000 a month living expenses.
Good Lord.
From what?
Well, you got to live.
You still got to live, baby.
I don't know, yeah.
You got to put a roof over your head. Got to drive something.
Well, if you're $7 billion in debt, you have some amount of assets.
Yeah. $75,000 a month.
Yep. That's what the bankruptcy judge allowed.
That's like over $100,000 a year.
Hey, could I make a brief sports point?
Yeah.
Oh, God. The Mavericks finally win in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
No Michael Finley.
Hmm. Yeah.
Where was he?
Huh. Boy, Josh Howard.
Are you against Michael Finley?
Yeah.
Really?
Is he hurt?
He was hurt. He had a
bad toe.
Sprained big toe.
I didn't know that. I watched the game. I didn't even notice it.
Well, that's just Josh Howard can play.
That guy's awesome.
He can play.
By the way,
last night, Antoine Walker was playing the Michael Finley role, and Josh Howard was playing the Nick Van Exel role.
What?
Criticizing the war? No, I'm saying of the Mavericks of last year.
So they're like understudies in a play?
No, yeah. Of the Mavericks of last year, like the formula of the
Van Exel. By the way, there might be a couple muffins out there the other really good muffins. I paid a bet. Craig told me yesterday, called me yesterday, and says, even up, the Mavericks will win.
I did.
No points or anything.
Did you take him?
I took it, and the muffins, whatever's left, is there. Awesome muffins, too, by the way.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know what I had for breakfast?
I'm a diehard fan. I saw all the signs. They were not going to lose that game.
He did. He was
I said it. $5 yesterday.
And I also, another minor sports point.
Oh, dear.
I think there was overcoaching by Nelly. I don't think they needed to do hack-a-shack.
At the end?
Yeah. I mean, it totally broke the flow of the game, and they didn't score.
Doing?
They didn't score for like 3 minutes.
Are you trying to get resume pay for something?
Yeah.
Can I make a sports point?
It's like Ben
briefly.
Is Ben and Skin leading?
I don't know what Nelly was thinking. Going down the stretch last night, the fourth quarter, I mean, golly.
I mean, this Hack-a-Shack in the fourth quarter, I just don't see why it was necessary. 2-4, 7-8, 7-13, 10.
Great ball. I mean, it's Bush League. Come
great
on.
Ball.
Rack him.
All right, Dave, are you sportsed out?
Yeah.
Okay, we're done.
Did you just stay home and watch the game?
Yeah, all I did last night, I had a huge boil on my face.
Yeah, I noticed you've got some problems. What's happening?
Well, I got it injected at the dermo yesterday. It was a cyst.
Hi.
I'm gay.
You had a full-blown cyst?
Yeah, I had
your face.
I had a third nostril growing out of the side of my face.
How long have you had that?
Just this week.
Only orphans get that?
Anybody
can get that.
What causes that?
Wow.
Probably the ash from chimney sweeping. So.
Wow. Golly, that went over.
Why isn't that on the air?
Very well.
Terrific.
I didn't think it was that fun.
I didn't either, but.
Wow.
So, I went to the dermatologist.
You guys need a bit, guy.
And they inject medicine.
With window cleaner?
Yeah. And, so it went down.
How'd you get, adopted? Let me inject you with window cleaner.
That's
the known antidote.
That's how they mark you.
You got it from saying governor.
There's an orphan chest right there. Look at him.
What is that?
I don't know. Everyone's a governor over there.
Hey, governor. Would you like a bite?
Hello, governor.
It's a Tiny Tim moment.
Would you like a sky? And assist.
It's getting better. But so I didn't want to be in public last night because I had this giant thing on my face.
So how big was the boil? What's the difference in a boil and a cyst?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
And a carbuncle. Was it a carbuncle?
No, it wasn't a carbuncle.
Is there an N in there? I think it's just buckle, isn't it?
I think it's
carbuncle. No, carbuncle is what, isn't that what goes in, on the side of
seat
wrestling,
that's
wrestling
a,
rinks? You know,
that's
it's a
turnbuckle.
Carbuncle.
I think there is an N in, is there not?
Huh?
I don't know.
Carbuncular?
I have no idea.
Hey, good luck.
We could look it up on the internet,
God,
but we have
never,
no power.
God would never punish me like that. Carbuncle.
Hey, Corby, good luck tomorrow.
Gosh. Thank you.
You Bob going to run hand in hand tomorrow at the big marathon?
No.
You gonna
have they announced the route? I mean, is there like the route in the paper?
Yeah,
it was in yesterday's
full
sports page.
Really?
Yeah.
Y'all going through Dealey Plaza?
I don't think so.
Everyone gets picked off one by one.
I had plans for you,
did
Corby.
Did you see the guys?
Yeah, did you guys hear this? We got to tell this story. All right, we'll tell this story next. There was something incredibly odd that happened at Dealey Plaza yesterday. Very shocking stuff. Next.
This is The Ticket. KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. At 1310 a.m., 1700 a.m., 104.1 FM. Or anytime, anywhere, online at www.theticket.com. Read about all your favorite shows.
TheTicket.com.
Check out the Ticket Chick of the Month and link to your local team.
TheTicket.com.
Download your favorite drops and grab the e-break of the week. Sports, faves, BS, and content that...
$1,000 off 2004 Ram Lone Star, $8,000 off 03 Durango, and $10,000 off 03 Ram 2500 and 3500. Come test drive the all-new 2004 Durango with any attitude in stock now.
Here you go. Have an autographed photo.
Can you sign it, Uncle Benny?
Fine. Here.
Thanks, Uncle Benny.
It's Daryl Johnston. Can't blame the kid. I'm a fan of Uncle Benny myself. Because if you're going to get a Dodge in Texas, you got to see Uncle Benny and McKinney.
List prices, less discounts and rebates, plus TT&L and dealer ads with approved credit.
Cavender's is filled with great Christmas gifts for all the people on your list. Take advantage of our incredible savings and selection you'll love, like 20% off ladies' outerwear, including leather jackets, vests, and pants. 20% off our entire selection of Cool Girl ladies' tops. And how about 20% off ladies' jeans by Rocky Mountain and Lawman? Save big on Cool Girl jeans, too, just
$39.99.
Check out these great deals. Men's and ladies' Lou Casey 2000 Saddle Vamp Full Quill Austin Crepe Sole Boots, $269.99. Lou Casey 2000 Cayman Gator Crepe Sole Horseman Boots,
$349.99.
Plus, we've got chukkas, work boots, felt hats, and much, much more all on sale. Cavender's has a terrific selection of last-minute gifts. Save 15% on all stuffed animals, Western picture frames, cookie jars, even candles. And don't worry about wrapping. Cavender's has free Western gift wrap bags and tissue paper. When it comes to filling your tree with boots and jeans and stuffing your stockings with belts and buckles, Cavender's is the place to shop. Plus, check out our gift certificates for the really hard to please at Cavender's.
The holidays are all about sharing, and this you're going to want to share with everyone. From now through December 14th, take an additional $20 off any color phone at Verizon Wireless instantly. That's 4 days only to get the phone you've always wanted at a price you won't believe. Color phones, picture phones, you name it. Verizon Wireless has it, like their new phone with a built-in camera. It's the perfect gift to capture the holiday spirit. And for 4 days only, it's just $59.99 after $20 instant savings and $70 mail-in rebate. And don't miss the Nokia 3589i or the LG 4400, both with full-color screens and both an additional $20 off, all with new two-year agreements. There's never been a better time to bring your number to America's most reliable wireless network. So call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN or stop by a Verizon Wireless Communications store today. But hurry, the four-day sale ends on December 14th. Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you. Subject to service agreement, credit approval, and rebate terms. $175 cancellation fee and other restrictions apply.
I'm Layla. The Mavericks took the glove off in L.A. Next on the Ticket Chicken.
You know that I love pine chili. A chili's got the flavor and spice so nice.
Baby. Here at Chili's, we found the recipe for a really great steak. It's in the seasonings, and it's called the Flame Grilled Ribeye. It's packed with enough taste for even the biggest steak lover. At Chili's, we spice up our juicy ribeye with garlic and herbs, and load our mashed potatoes with aged cheddar and crisp bacon. Have you ever heard anyone say, this steak has too much flavor? Neither have we. Chili's Flame Grilled Ribeye. Want more flavor? Come to Chili's.
Welcome to Chili's.
It's the holidays, a time for giving and a time for dining. And there's no easier way to do both than with a Chili's dining card.
Give Chili's dining cards to your loved ones, family, and friends. They fit in any docking, and they're easy to buy and send. So use your MasterCard to pick up a few Chili's dining cards today. One more flavor? Come to Chili's.
Toy robot, a teapot, some gadget they have not got. Toolkit, oven mitt, a pink polka dotted dress you hope fits. Goldfish in a bowl and a new fishing pole. Train set, scruffy pet, and a thing catching net. Oh, and a doll that says goo for your little niece Sue. Grand total, $300. Winning a present for you, priceless. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
You could win a free trip for four to Universal Orlando Resort in the MasterCard Holiday Trip a Day giveaway. Use your MasterCard and we'll automatically enter you for a chance to win. So use it for all your holiday shopping, and who knows, you might be the one who goes. Oh, and don't forget to see Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat this holiday season. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. PIN-based and international transactions not eligible. Ends 12/31/03. Open to legal U.S. resident MasterCard cardholders prior to 11/103, 18 or older. For rules, call 1-800-MC-ASSIST.
The Ticket.
For the first time in 26 games, the Mavericks finally beat the Lakers at the Staples Center. Dr. Brenda Jennings, Aesthetics and Dentistry, bringing the ticker. Phil Jackson says it wasn't a good game on the Lakers' end.
Very difficult game to sit and enjoy or watch as a family, as a coach, as a player, too.
Gary Payton was ejected in the first quarter after getting a technical and then throwing the ball at the ref. The Stars beat the Blackhawks 1-0 at the AAC. It was the first win in six games for the Stars. Dave Tippett says the win is a building block.
So it's another step in the team building or earning confidence when your goaltender goes in there and throws up a wall for you. Now that starts to breed some confidence in the team.
Marty Turco stopped 16 shots in his second shutout of the season. The Heisman Trophy will be awarded today. The nominees are Oklahoma quarterback Jason White, Michigan running back Chris Perry, Ole Miss quarterback Eli Manning, and Pitt wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald, which is one of the favorites. He leads the nation in pass efficiency with a 174 quarterback rating. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Barbecues Galore. This holiday gift to gift that he's on grilling. Barbecues Galore has hundreds of great gifts under $50, from authentic barbecue cookbooks to stainless steel carving sets. Barbecues Galore, call 1-800-GRILL-UP. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant for Saturday, December 13th. December 13th. Y'all, this is my ex-girlfriend's birthday. Huh. Maybe I'll send one of her kidneys back to her.
Why are you showing me this?
Because I just said Janine Turner is hot.
Oh. Meh.
What do you mean, yeah? You know what she says in there? She's talking about golf. It's an avid golfer magazine. There's an article about this new movie called Birdies and Bogeys or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Janine Turner is quoted in there saying, well, I don't have time for golf because I have a six-year-old daughter. Understandable. You know whose baby that is.
No, we had this discussion last week.
It's public.
It's Rowdy's.
Yeah, it is public.
Well, okay. Moving on. Corby made the claim last week, so it's already out there.
Well, don't do it on this show.
Well, I already did it.
No, you didn't.
You mean this particular
hour
of programming?
Yeah.
You can't touch me.
Gosh.
As long as it's the rant featuring Gordon Keith, you can't say it. But if it's the
That's
rant
right.
featuring Corby Davidson, then you can.
We'll see about that. Things are changing around here.
All right, let's talk about the wheels off thing that happened in Deer Plaza.
Okay, is it in the paper?
That's what I'm trying to check.
I'm glad we really looked at it.
Metro section?
It's got to be in the paper.
Oh, here it is. I got it. Metro. Found it.
Oh, yeah, there it
wind,
is.
Wind,
oh,
wind,
oh,
turned
oh,
on.
Oh, my gosh, I'm turned on. So at 6:45 a.m. yesterday.
Way to have it in your own show yesterday, slacker. You should have been out there.
Can I do the story, please?
Oh.
As Gordo Santa.
This, yeah. Hey, how are you? This 50-year-old guy, his name is Richard Clem.
Clipbag?
You need to quit saying that. He was a, I guess he was a postal worker. 27 years working
no,
at the post office.
No, another yeah. one?
He turned 50 on Wednesday, so it's right after his 50th birthday.
Beaten.
He goes down to Dealey Plaza, and you know, down there on Elm Street, there's an X painted on the street where the fatal third shot,
right
like, where Kennedy was when the third shot was fired.
Like the city keeps painting over it or stripping the paint, and some guy keeps putting the X back on the
right,
street.
Right. So this guy, this Richard Clem, goes out there, stands on the X, right where Kennedy had his head blown off, pulls out a gun, faces the grassy knoll, and blows his own head off.
Wow.
Here's the creepy part.
What, that part wasn't very creepy?
Yeah, I guess it was. His co-worker said he was always real intrigued with the Kennedy thing. He always took a great interest in reading books about it.
Why is that so creepy? There's a lot of people that do that.
Well, yeah, but he killed himself where the guy was killed.
Well, did he?
Well, surely he had...
Oh, it's in the paper.
Oh, yeah.
Well, surely he had some fixation on JFK if that's where he chose to take his life.
Mr. Lindley had been... Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Lindley...
What?
Said,
who's Mr. Lindley?
He owns the general store.
He owns the building that the guy rents in. Mr. Lindley?
Mr. Lindley was his co-worker.
Oh.
Why do they have to do that on the front page? And
it's just...
Why do they have to say
it's
Mr.?
Style. It's
and in the sports page, they just say...
Right, they don't.
Nowitzki. They don't say Mr. Nowitzki.
Right, it's just... It's AP style.
That's stupid.
It is stupid.
And they said the dude had been suffering from back pain. Well, I guess that's reason enough to kill yourself.
You know, I seem like I hear a lot of people that kill themselves that suffer from chronic back pain. And you know what? They say, like, you know, there's that one theory, like 90% of back pain is psychosomatic.
Uh-huh. So they're crazy if they have it, right?
No, I'm not saying they're crazy.
He said they're psychosomatic.
This is kind of odd in the sense that usually very famous places have a history of suicides, and Dealey Plaza doesn't. Kennedy was the first, and then this guy's the second.
Kennedy didn't commit suicide.
Well, I'm not... You guys know more about that case than I do.
Maybe he did. Maybe that's the conspiracy.
I haven't been keeping up with the Kennedy assassination. Is that what they're saying now?
Yeah.
It's not a suicide? So whatever.
The sixth-floor museum people say none of us knew who he was. He's not somebody who had come to do research here or anything like...
Go ahead. Go ahead. What are you
Stop.
Waiting for?
Stop it now. We don't really know what...
Why can't you let the overclapper join you for the story?
I hate him. Okay, listen to what they found in the car.
All right.
Water bottles.
Wow.
Conspiracy?
You seem to focus on... Things that don't make a big difference.
Hang on. Why? I'm not finished.
Why do water bottles and Mr. Lindley...
Those
why are those
Kennedy,
key details?
Man, here's the weird thing. He read books about Kennedy.
Oh, Corby,
did you see
so
what
crazy.
Mr. Lindley said? Mr. Lindley says water bottles.
And cigarette
I'm
butts.
I'm not finished.
Cigarette butts. Thank
cigarette
you
butts. And an FBI T-shirt.
And a clipboard.
Yes, right.
Big deal. This is just there's no conspiracy here. It's just a sad guy who went out there and wanted to do himself in a historic place.
Mr. Lindley also...
Would you stop with what Mr. Lindley said?
Jeez.
Speaking of Corby Dolphin, did you see who died? What famous marine life died?
Oh, Kiko.
Kiko died. The Free Willy?
Really?
Yep.
Flipper. What did you say that for?
This is Dolphin.
Flipper OD'd in like 74.
I know.
Yeah, Kiko.
After the show.
The Free Willy whale died. You know what? I don't understand it.
He didn't kill himself.
Because
kill himself in Dealey Plaza.
They said he died in Norway in the fjord where his handlers were taking care of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get how a whale just kind of hangs out in one place. He could go off and swim far away.
Well, he's domesticated.
Yeah.
More or less. He doesn't.
They have to let him out.
He's not trapped. No. They don't keep him in a tank.
They don't let him out to go to the bathroom?
He's kind of squeezed in the tank.
Put him out in the yard?
Yeah. I think they have to let him out of his little tank to go to the bathroom.
Twice a day?
Yeah, and then he comes back and barks outside the door.
Well, it's very sad.
So where's the candlelight vigil?
For Mr. Lindley?
In Dealey Plaza.
For Kiko?
Yeah. You sure? Does it say whether Kiko beached himself on the grassy knoll?
I think we're combining.
Could you imagine what a leap that would have to be out of the water for Kiko to beach himself onto the grassy knoll?
That brings me to another story.
Well, we're up against the break.
Oh, okay.
We'll tease it.
All right, well.
Here comes Dave's tease.
Speaking of beached whales and a great leap inward, a beached whale was found in Colorado.
A beached whale in Colorado. Interesting.
What?
We'll talk about it next.
The trip to Philly went foul.
Have they now been exposed? Has the league figured them out?
The Cowboys lose two in a row.
Their defensive line sucks.
We're 8-5.
This offense makes zero big plays.
Another raucous road trip takes us to the nation's capital as the Cowboys take on the Redskins. Tomorrow at 3:15 at FedEx Field.
They turn into a shell on the road.
Our Cowboys countdown to kickoff starts at
1. I don't even recognize this team.
Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
There's a new player in town. On the Green Custom Golf in Frisco and Allen. On the Green's custom fitting service will have you swinging like the pros. On the Green Custom Golf is geared up to help you improve your game with custom-built clubs by KZG and great pro-line gear from Ping, Titleist, TaylorMade, Cleveland, Adams, Mizuno, Sonar Tech, and more. Freshen up your game by getting your clubs tuned or re-gripped while you wait. Right now, shop On the Green Custom Golf grand opening specials and save on clubs, clothing, and balls. For a limited time, save 15% off any new club purchase with a ProLine trade-in. Buy your favorite golfer their gift of choice with an On the Green Custom Golf gift certificate. On the Green Custom Golf in Frisco in the Preston Ridge Shopping Center next to Down Under Pub and Grub, and in Allen at the northwest corner of McDermott and North Central Expressway next to Scotty D's. On the Green Custom Golf in Frisco and Allen. On the Green Custom Golf, your personal pro shop.
How would you like to be on the air? An exciting position in radio broadcasting awaits you. If you've ever dreamed of being a radio disc jockey, newscaster, sportscaster, or production director, this is one of those rare times in history where positive change is waiting for you. American Broadcasting School, one of the most successful and best-known broadcasting institutions of its kind, presents your window of opportunity now. Now you can train in fully equipped broadcasting studios. Plus, there's job placement assistance upon graduation. This is a nationally accredited institution that's ready to help you take your first steps into your new future. There's never been a more exciting time to be in the world of broadcasting. Day and night classes are now enrolling here in Arlington, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. For more information and a free brochure, call Metro 817-695-2474 or check it out at www.radioschool.com. American Broadcasting School, the number one way of entering broadcasting for over 32 years. Call or log on today.
Listen to this deal. Today's satellite will connect up to four rooms for free and provide independent digital service to all four TVs for only $34.99 per month. And if that wasn't enough, today's satellite will connect not one, but two of those TVs with the newest DVR receiver, the Dish Player 522. With the 522, you can pause, rewind, skip commercials, and record over 100 hours in programming from not one room, but two. You can set yours to record your favorites, the other to record the kids' favorites. And if you haven't guessed the theme yet, that upgrade is free, too. They're going to kick in 3 months of over 130 channels, including 13 HBOs and Cinemax channels. 20 million satellite customers can't be wrong. Cut your cable loose today by calling 972-671-3474. That's 972-671-DISH. Call today and get a free estimate and receive a $50 gift certificate to Trulux, home of the Monday All-You-Can-Eat Stone Crab Night. If you call right now, you can probably get installation within 24 hours, but hurry, slots are filling up fast. Start dialing now, 972-671-3474. That's 972-671-DISH.
I'm Layla. The Mavericks succeed in L.A. next on the Ticket Picker.
Everyone has keys. Key to a car, key to a shed, key to your front door. And that last one just might be the key to your future. Because if you own a home, you can do things you might not have been able to do before. It's the new way for homeowners in Texas to get money for the important things in life. Home renovations, bill consolidation, college tuition. All with the new Wells Fargo Home Equity Line of Credit. It gives you control over your finances. You use the money when you need it, as you need it, and only have to apply once, no matter how many times you use it. And the interest rates on equity lines of credit are lower than most other financing options. Plus, the interest is usually tax deductible. Wells Fargo has been helping people reach their financial goals for over 150 years. And their new home equity line of credit is just one more way they do it. See a Wells Fargo banker today to find the one that's perfect for you. With a Wells Fargo home equity line of credit, the key to your house can open a lot more doors. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, equal housing lender, single protect advisor regarding deductibility of interest.
Nissan 2003. It's been a great story. We've brought you rugged utility with the Nissan Xterra. Stylish inspiration with the Nissan Altima. Nissan Frontier's tough capability. The reliable fun of the Nissan Sentra. Powerful exploration is the Nissan Pathfinder. And now, during Nissan's national year-end event, we're bringing you 0.9 APR financing or up to $2,500 cash back on the inspiring new 2003 Nissan Xterra, Altima, Sentra, Pathfinder, and Frontier. Why? Because every great story deserves a happy ending. Get 0.9 financing or up to $2,500 cash back when you purchase most new 2003 Nissans. Don't miss the Nissan National Year-End Event because these offers end January 5th. Nissan. Shift the possibilities. Financing for well-qualified buyers. Cash back not available on Altima and some leases. Take delivery from new dealer stock. See dealer for details.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Mavericks shot the Lakers at the Staples Center 110-93. It was 13 years to the day after their last win over the Lakers in L.A. John Nelson says he was glad that the 26-game losing streak was over.
We got our two kicked in last year, and we had that big lead, and then they came and then made that sensational comeback on us. That was the toughest loss of the year. I didn't want that to happen again. I thought we had really good momentum, and we got a nice lead in the fourth quarter, and I just was determined that I would take more control of the game.
Michael Finley missed a game with a sprained toe. The Stars stopped their longest losing streak in 8 years as they beat the Blackhawks 1-0 at the AAC. Marty Turco notched his second shutout of the season, stopping 16 shots. And though there have been no new developments in the possible A-Rod trade at the winter meeting, there have been some deals. The Washington Post reports that the Orioles have made a 5-year, $65 million offer to Vladimir Guerrero and that they've also had talks with Miguel Tejada, Javi Lopez, and Pudge Rodriguez. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to treat yourself or the P1 in your life to the ultimate ticket stocking stuffer by logging on to theticket.com today.
Norm Hitzkus celebrates Wednesdays with the Dog. Get the inside story from the Mavs coach and GM on the team and the NBA every Wednesday at 10:10. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You're listening to the new Ben Folds 5 that Dave brought in.
this is Trail of Dead.
You'll know them by their Trail of Dead.
And you will know us by the Trail of Dead.
Too long of a name.
They're from Austin.
I had a question about some band. Lint. Where's the band Lint from?
I'm not familiar with them.
Oh.
Where'd you hear them?
Look up Lint. See if there's anything by Lint in there. You know the band Lint? Anybody ever heard of Lint?
No. Like Dryer Lint? L-I-N-T?
So. All right. Davey, you teased a story about a beached whale in Colorado?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Pray tell more.
The rotting carcass of a 16-ton, 35-foot sperm whale is stinking up Burlington, Colorado.
How?
Well, his name is Willie, ironically. He was owned by a circus, and I guess he died at some point, or they killed him, and then they froze him. And he was in a large truck trailer, refrigerated trailer, and customers could pay and take a look at him through side windows of the trailer. And I guess the circus went out of business or something, and the trailer became unplugged. So he started rotting inside this trailer. And people started smelling the rotting carcass a mile away. But nobody knew where it was coming from. And a couple of kids from Burlington High School found out about it, I guess, and they went and they busted into the trailer and they carved up a couple pieces of rotting whale meat and they snuck into the high school and stuck decaying whale flesh up in the ceiling tiles. So they had to close the school for a couple days trying to figure out where the smell was coming from.
What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with kids?
You guys never did anything like that? Rotting shrimp down into the AC vent to your friend's car?
One time...
Or the AC unit of their hotel room
one time
in Port Charlotte?
In biology, my junior year, we had to dissect...
Are you dating Whitney at this point?
That's my sister. She was in college.
It was only a dream then.
She hated me.
I can't wait till we're in the same city again.
Fort Worth. So, we dissected a fetal pig.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you abort it first?
No, we didn't have to perform the abortion, Dave. But that's a fair question.
Do Catholic pigs protest outside of these clinics?
I don't know.
They assassinate pig doctors that perform
pig abortions.
I was like
16. I don't know any of these answers.
By the way, that's the name of my new band, Pig Fetal Abortion.
Why not Fetal Pig?
I just because that's not the kind of music we do, Corby.
Oh, sorry. We're Pig Abortion. We'll be in Denton tomorrow. Thank you. Good night. You have been listening to Pig Abortion.
You imagine seeing that on the marquee? Pig abortion.
Or having them be like the biggest fan in the world and people have to talk about it, like Katy Couric. This afternoon, pig abortion.
Grammy Award winning pig abortion.
Well, you know, that kind of happened with the B-hole surfers. You know, people would have to say that name in public, which is uncomfortable.
You can say butthole surfers.
Mr. Peppermint's kid is in that band.
Yeah, I mean,
don't you think that's a little bit awkward for Katy Couric or somebody to say?
Well, I don't think Katy Couric ever had to say butthole surfers.
Well, you have to accentuate the butt. She may, but that'd be funny if someone, if the Beatles got back together and they became known as Pig Abortion, and they'd have to be known as that.
Yep.
And all those people, Jane Pauley and Diane Sawyer. And
by the way, I found the sheet of paper that will be presented to Davey and me at the Pearly Gates as they point us to go back the other way.
The elevator down?
The elevator down. It's so shocking, Dave, that list. We were at Snuffers one night.
Oh, from like 7 years ago, our band names?
We came up with the most offensive band names, like a list of most offensive band names, and I'm telling you, there is
Can
no...
Can we read any of them on
no,
there?
No, and there is no way I would ever make those jokes today. That's when you're, you know, young, screw everything, make everything's fodder for humor kind of thing.
Can I ask just, y'all, I'm going to ask y'all a question. Were y'all drinking that night?
Uh-huh.
Gosh.
Oh, my Lord.
The pints were flowing.
All right, anyway, we're talking about putting things in air conditioning units.
Yeah, wait, yeah, so...
And you were going out with Whitney and...
No, I wasn't dating her yet.
Then you, so you had her top off.
I was dissecting a pig.
Well, that's rude. Say making love to Whitney. Don't use that euphemism.
So we cut out the pig.
What did you call when you...
We cut out the pig.
Make love to a woman?
We cut out...
Like dissecting?
We cut out the pig's nuts.
Uh-huh.
Or it's... They were,
I'm a fat pig.
And so I wore... I put like a stick through them and then put a string around
it. The scrotum?
Yeah, and wore it around my neck all day during high school. Then I took the carcass...
Fetal pig nuts. You're wearing them as a necklace. Yeah,
you know what? I don't know what was going on. I was 16.
That's my band. Fetal pig nuts.
See how red his face
is. I know. He's getting a kick out of all of his having bands all of a sudden.
We're fetal pig nuts. Pig abortion. You got to thank them for opening up for us. What is this obsession with pigs? And
what's old and grouchy and
stop it. So,
what's the name of your band, Corby?
I don't have one.
I'm sure you didn't get that in time.
Yeah, I did. Idiot, don't say that.
What?
You think he's stupid about saying stuff?
I don't mean it vulgarly.
He meant it like her treasure chest.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Is that better? What if I say... What?
Let's leave it alone.
Okay.
Let's stop.
Okay.
And ask nicely.
Okay.
Leave it alone.
Fair enough.
So I took the pig, the completely...
Obviously hitting a sensitive area.
Yeah. The completely gutted pig, and it had a couple of entrails and stuff hanging out, and the pig was probably about 2 feet long. And I hung it on my best friend's rearview mirror of his car. Which, did you guys have cars in high school?
No.
Yeah, my senior year, I think.
Was it all? Mine was always open.
My best friend had a car. He had was it Caprice Classic?
Oh, yeah.
Caprice Classic station wagon. We were the most unhip.
Yeah.
And we used to ride to school together in his station wagon.
Huh? Hey, my car, my 1979 Ford Mustang, the worst car ever. You couldn't lock the doors, and everyone knew it. And you didn't need the keys. You could turn the keys, and so you could shift gears. So everybody would get in my car, put it in neutral, and move it. They just push it or whatever to where I couldn't find it. That was a gag every day. Where's my car? But anyway, so we hung that on my buddy's car and waited for him to come out. He gets in the car. He's like, you know, just whatever. Starts the car, and then he just turns to his right, and I mean, freaks out so bad. I mean, it is a gutted pig that is hanging from his rearview mirror. He jumps out of the car, just like, ah! And he's looking around for all of us.
You're listening to Payoff Free Saturday on 6:13 to the ticket.
I'm just glad I didn't tell it.
I know.
I mean...
He freaks out. He jumps out of the car and he's looking around. He's like, where are you guys?
Jeez.
I knew right before I got finished that story, I was like...
You totally miscalculated.
Yeah. Okay, what detail can I make up that will make this funny?
And he came up with the detail of that he said, where are you guys? And that was your payoff line. And he's like looking around for us. That was your payoff line. Good job, Corby.
I know how to tell him.
Yeah, you do. All right, let's bring it back around to local news, shall we? Did you guys see this? You guys ever been to Party City?
No.
Oh, heard about
the store where they sell party paraphernalia?
Yeah, I guess paper cups and, you know, creamers and all that kind of junk. So Party City, they are having a sale. And for their Hanukkah items, you know, a specific, you know, kind of Hanukkah.
Hanukkah? Items.
Yeah.
Are we in mid-Hanukkah right now? Or is it over?
No, Friday.
What? It starts Friday. Are you Jewish?
No.
Well, how do you know so much?
Craig Rosengarten was talking about it.
That is not... Craig Rosengarten is not Jewish.
Yeah, he is.
Pretty much. How can you tell?
He's left-handed.
Oh, yeah. So they're going to have this this Hanukkah sale. So they send out these flyers. They have advertisements. And
do they say Chanukah? Because if they say Chanukah, I'm out.
No, they drop the C. It's just Hanukkah. And so they send out these flyers, and it's also in newspapers. And, Dave, I just want you to look at the, this was, this is the ad they send out.
Well, read it.
Boy, that didn't get proofed.
No.
Can I read it?
Yeah, this is, now, imagine, here's the ad, right? It has, you know, pictures of the items down there and everything. But
is there a little black penis
it's,
in the background?
No, it's a flyer. So, on the front of the flyer, it says, Party City, Hanukkah, Party Everything.
Right.
Right. So you open it up, and then there's menorahs, 25% off, dreidels, 50% off, whatever.
Right.
You know, little inset pictures of all the stuff that's on sale.
But a big banner across the top.
And then a big banner across the top, and on either side it has the Star of David, and it has Hanukkah in big letters, and then above the word Hanukkah, it says, CC hates the Jews.
What?
Look at this thing.
Gimme.
Look at that. It's just so... I mean, it's not like it's printed very small or, you know, subtle.
It's in, like, 15, 20-point type.
Yeah. How shocking is that? So Party City is just apologizing left and right, and the story...
I mean, that's an obvious prank. Somebody pulled a prank.
The story they're saying is, like, the graphic artist that was working on it, working on the ad, stepped away from his computer, and one of his coworkers, who has the initials of CC, comes over to his desk and types that into the ad,
thinking that his buddy will catch it.
Yeah, and his buddy doesn't catch it, finishes working on the ad, sends it off to the printers... I guess the
printers are so stupid.
That's what I don't understand. The printers are like, wow, boy, Party City really changing the tack they're taking for this Hanukkah sale. And they print it up. And then they, whoever's in charge of sending them out, lets them all be sent out.
I mean, there had to have been, you know, a set of signatures at the printers. There had to be a set of signatures at the agency. There had to be a set of signatures at Party City.
So this probably went through seven layers of approval.
Yeah, it got approved left and right. Nobody caught it.
Wow.
Now, what I don't understand, and I hope I read the story right there, Corby, you have it. The coworker who typed in the offensive message, his initials were CC. I would think the prank naturally would be you type the initials of
the artist. Don't identify yourself.
Right.
Well, either way, he was just thinking that the guy was just going to look at it and get a laugh and move on. Not that that's funny.
So he comes back over. Hey, did you get that joke? What joke?
What joke? Oh, my God!
Oh, can you imagine the panic?
And that went into newspapers this past weekend?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Man, I'm glad I'm not Jewish.
What? It's not so much the point of the story.
Yeah. They're not going to fire all Jewish people now.
Oh. Well, I'd be pissed if I was Jewish.
If you were Craig Rosengarten?
Mm-hmm.
It's Craig Rosen.
Rosenpenis?
It's Rosenfetus. I'm right on that.
Rosenpenis?
No. You guys had... I always thought it was Rosenfetus, and then you guys say, no, it's Rosenpenis. And y'all were so convinced, he was like, damn, you know, I've always had that role.
You had that movie?
So and then I had the movie, and I closed captioned it, and it was Rosenfetus, brother.
Hmm.
Thank you. Talking about Fletch.
We need to watch it tonight together.
That's right. All right, coming up next, you guys have something interesting you want to get into? Another story, Corby, perhaps?
Yeah, we gutted a baby cow my senior year.
No.
right, how about famous Arabs in America? We were debating, is Casey Kasem the most famous?
He's Arab?
Arab, yeah. The only two we could come up with was Jamie Farr and Casey Kasem.
And those aren't Arabic. Given names, are they?
I don't think so.
Surely not.
Within, anglicized.
What's that?
Casey Kasem?
Yeah, I guess it could be Casey Kasem. Was the original pronunciation. Well, someone has sent me in a list of other famous Arab Americans. And we've got to debate these. Some of these are ridiculous that I had no idea. We'll talk about that next on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Stop the presses. The Sports Stage is Dallas Fort Worth's only free sports weekly. And the price is right. The Sports Page features The Ticket on page B1 with HSOs from Bob Sturm, NFL and college picks from Norm and the Ticket team, The Ticket Chick of the Week, and gentle musings from Dunham and Miller. The Sports Page puts you in front of all the sports news that is news from your team in your town. Available at hundreds of Metroplex locations or online at sportspagedallas.com. From the station that's hooked on Phonics, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Well, they've been working overtime to elevate your bottom line. The people you rely on, yeah, your employees. Now's the time to demonstrate. Show them you appreciate their sweat and toil and grace and style and dignity. The holidays are here. It's time to spread the good cheer. With an Outback gift certificate, what you gonna do with it? Give it to the ones you count on night and day. An Outback gift certificate, sure to be the favorite. Give them the Outback for the holidays.
This holiday season, give your employees the bold, fresh taste of Down Under with Outback gift certificates. Who wouldn't be thrilled with favorites like our tempting crab cakes, ribs on the barbie, and coconut shrimp?
An Outback gift certificate, sure to be the favorite. Give them the Outback for the holidays.
No rules, just right.
Mr. Wagner went to pick up his wife's uncle at the airport.
She said he's short,
wearing a white hat.
Short?
So he picked up the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Don't you think I would have told you if my uncle was the Pillsbury Doughboy?
I had no idea what he was.
I would have sent you a picture, but this camera phone thing is just too complicated.
Here, Mrs. Wagner. Sprint made picture mail right. It's easy to take and send pictures anywhere on the complete wireless network because they built it from the ground up. Thanks. No problem. Mr. Doughboy, may I?
Go ahead. Everyone else does.
Now get two PCS Vision picture phones with built-in cameras, VGA 1000s by Samsung, for $149.98 after instant or mail-in savings. PCS from Sprint, the clear difference in wireless.
Instant savings at Sprint stores and Radio Shack. Two-year agreement with picture mail service required. Activation and termination fees apply, subject to credit. Not available everywhere. Network covers over 240 million people. See stores for details.
The football season is getting to the point that every game has a big impact on the playoff picture.
And when the action gets this hot, you need to catch the action the way it's meant to be seen on an HD TV.
Hey now, it's The Hard Line. Mike Reiner here.
And Greg Williams here.
And we've been telling you for weeks about high-definition TV and tweeter. About the lifelike colors, the unbelievable clarity, the detail, and the new views you won't see anywhere but on HDTV.
So what are you waiting for? Get to Tweeter today and check it out. A seat in front of a new HDTV is better than a seat at the stadium. I mean, you got to see it to believe it. Get to Tweeter today. Check out the HDTVs for yourself. And while you're there, take a look at the great new Panasonic HD Plasma. It's a thing of beauty.
Tweeter, the one place to go to make sure you do HD right.
High definition, they'll deliver it, they'll install it, they'll explain it. All you got to do is pull up your favorite chair.
Tweeter, we dig it. We think you will, too. Get the Tweeter today. Tell them The Hard Line sent you.
I'm Layla. Once again, the Mavericks make Paul Malone upset. Next on The Ticket Picker.
Ticket Sports Saturday.
This is Kevin Scott. Join me and Sue Cedar today from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock for Ticket Sports Saturday Action Pack. We're going to talk to Cowboys running back Eric Bickerstaff at 1:30. We'll talk to one of the newest stars, Trevor Daley, at 2:30 and at 3:30. We will talk to former Cowboy, current Redskin, defensive end Pepe Zellner, again at 2:30. That's all on Ticket Sports Saturday from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock today.
Ticket Sports Saturday.
www.theticket.com.
It's a smile, it's a look like romance in a book.
Now
on through Sunday only. Gordon's Jewelers is offering extra savings throughout the store, even on items already on sale. The more you buy, the more you'll save, up to $200. Right now, Gordon's is going to make you shine by saving you up to an extra $200. The savings really add up because they're on every bracelet, every ring, every pair of earrings. Up to $200 in additional savings. You'll save on diamonds, platinum, gold, even on jewelry that's already on sale. But these extra savings of up to $200 are so great, we can offer them through Sunday only. Come to Gordon's Jewelers now. Gordon's Jewelers, since 1905.
The Ticket.
Call of retaliation to the elbow Carmelin threw on Steve Nash, but the Mavericks shocked the Lakers at Staples Center 110-93. It was the Lakers' first home loss all season and the Mavericks' first win at the Lakers' house in 13 years. Carmelin wasn't too happy.
One move in the basketball, and then you get the team to shoot the ball well, and they come back and bite you in the butt, and that's what happens to us. So take nothing from them. This game here, we've been flirting with this kind of game, so we deserve it.
In related news, Steve Nash had 23 points and 7 assists. Phil Guerin scored the only goal in the Stars' 1-0 win over Chicago. Jason Arnott and Mike Modano both assisted. Stars topped a 5-game losing streak with the win. And the most prestigious award in college football will be presented today. The Heisman is awarded tonight. Oklahoma quarterback Jason White is one of the nominees, among Pitt receiver Larry Fitzgerald, Ole Miss quarterback Eli Manning, and Michigan running back Chris Perry. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We couldn't wait for success, so we went on without it.
We listen to the sounds, Screaming Trees, of Ben Fold 5, Davey's favorite band. This is the band with the two fat guys, isn't it?
Matthew Sweet?
No.
All right. You listen to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Famous Arab-American entertainers. I was able to come up with two, Jamie Farr and Casey Kasem. Do you guys have any guesses as to other famous Arabic entertainers?
Tim Duncan.
He's not Arab.
Layla? I guess she would tell.
Yeah. Poor Layla. You know she's up here for 6 hours, and we're not allowed to use the bathroom today because all the plumbing's out or whatever?
She had a
no, the electricity's out.
Or whatever.
Plumbing's fine.
Apple bottle
we can't
it.
Use the bathroom.
Why not?
Oh, it is working?
The
okay.
Plumbing's fine.
Did you not get the mass email? We are not allowed to use the bathroom. That's what it said in the email. Because for whatever, the pumps weren't going to be working.
What?
Yeah, I swear to you. And Layla and I were talking about it. She's like, I can't go 6 or 7 hours without...
Oh, let's go in there and watch her squirm.
Think she'd let us watch her do that?
Oh, gosh.
Watch her squirt?
Squirm, sir. All right, so somebody sends me a list. These are supposedly Arab American entertainers, or you know, people, famous people who are Arab American.
Oh,
Sammy Davis Jr.
The guy from Kiss.
Gene Simmons. No, he's Jewish.
Well, same thing.
No, oh, Corby. Oh, no, Corby. No wonder the whole Middle East thing has confused you so much. Paul Anka.
Didn't know that.
Frank Zappa.
I can see that.
I can see that, too. He kind of has an Arabic look to him. What's he been up to lately? Yeah, I haven't had...
He died.
No, no. Paula Abdul...
Is that her real name?
I didn't think it was. I didn't think so.
Wait, go back to Paul Anka.
Okay.
What does he do?
Says he's a singer. The only thing I know him for is
I know he's a singer, but what did he...
He wrote the Tonight Show theme.
Did he get paid every time that's played?
Every time.
Bull.
Nope. Every time.
I wonder how much.
Oh, dear. I bet you he was bummed when Johnny quit.
Yeah, no kidding.
He just got paid again.
That's a great theme song.
It is.
You know, I don't think Conan has a good theme song.
It sounds a lot like this.
And even Letterman. They just don't have identifiable theme songs.
I don't even know what Letterman's is.
No.
I like the old Letterman one with a... Kind of started with the keyboard and the shots of New York at night.
Yeah.
Old, that was the... Yes, that was just the greatest show ever. I hate that Letterman switched to CBS.
When did he peak? Like, 88?
I think he was at his best about in the, probably somewhere in there, 86, 87. All right, other famous Arab American, Tiffany.
What?
Says Tiffany.
Well, that, they're,
you guys
they, there are
them?
Not very many famous Arab Americans if they're,
they have
Tiffany.
How about this one, Ralph Nader?
He's not a celebrity.
I didn't know he was Arab.
Notables. G.E. Smith.
No, G.E. Smith is
he's maybe
Aryan.
He's maybe a quarter.
Marlo Thomas.
Aaron. That girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that girl.
Which girl?
Marlo Thomas.
She starred in That Girl.
Kathy Najimy. Or Najimy.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, chick.
The fat chick.
From Sister Act and...
Oh, yeah.
The one
yeah.
in The Practice?
No, not that troll.
Okay, this was the last name.
That's Cameron Manheim,
tell me
by
this,
the way.
This is Arab ick. Chrissy McNichol.
No, I don't buy that.
Says that she is Arabic.
She is lily white.
F. Murray Abraham.
I could see that. I've always suspected that of him.
Suspected?
Right.
Are all the government ought to keep an eye on him?
Yeah, are all these people on the watch list?
Do they have files?
I guarantee you they do now. I guarantee you they do. That Kathy Najimy is being followed at all times.
Krista McAuliffe.
The
what
astronaut?
Has she done lately?
The astronaut who died?
Oh, really? She was the first teacher that almost made it to space.
And they're wondering how that thing blew up?
I don't know, Jay, that that's her epitaph.
That was obviously
the first teacher that almost made it to space.
Oh, she did make it.
Horrible.
She made it to space.
No, she didn't.
She got about 3/4 of the way.
Didn't they say the O-rings, wouldn't that have cost
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
And the booster rockets.
Not anymore, now that you know that she's Arab.
What?
Are you sure you want to go with that?
I think it's plainly obvious.
You're accusing her of terrorism. Hotmail.com wants to go with that?
No, not really. She's a pretty good teacher.
I guess McAuliffe was her married name.
What were you getting ready to say?
I just never heard anything so offensive that here you think that you have breaking news, that you've just discovered what really caused the Challenger crash just because Krista McAuliffe's on this list of Arab Americans.
Which I don't believe that she is.
An Arab?
Mm-mm.
Why, because they said it was the O-rings?
Mm-hmm.
What if they had found that it was her that did it?
Arab.
Would you believe?
Oh, we'll just let him twist on that.
Twist where?
Hey, okay, sleeper cells, you've heard the challenge from Corby.
Sleeper cells?
Corby says that you can't touch him, that you can't find out where he lives.
I never said that.
That you can't harm him during the White Rock Marathon.
He may not make it out of the building. Layla may take him out.
I know.
Well, Layla's not a terrorist.
She's a sleeper cell. We identified her.
We did?
I'm sorry. I've been discussing with Justin Neely. What? I'm not a sleeper
cell. Hey, have you been allowed to go to the bathroom today?
That is you get treatment of Arabs right there.
Yeah.
You're not allowing her to go to the bathroom.
Wait a second. Because of her genetic makeup, wouldn't it be, like, appropriate?
What are you saying? You're like a camel?
No. I'm saying...
You're looking at me laughing.
Jeez.
You are disgusting, Dave. I hope that made it on the air.
I don't.
Have you been able to go to the bathroom, though, for real?
I prepared.
Why won't Arabs let their women go to the bathroom?
Stop it. We were told by management that no Arab could go to the bathroom.
Or y'all, for that matter.
Really? They're doing it to real people, too?
Yes.
Damn.
I know.
So, do you know a bunch of Arab Americans that are famous?
That are famous?
Yeah, could you name a famous Arab American?
Taj Karai.
Omar Sharif, but he died, right?
Okay, all right. Fair enough. Who else?
Casey Kasem's Lebanese.
Yep.
Doug Flutie.
Okay, yeah, Jason's trying to tell me Doug Flutie, and I'll say thanks.
That is true. Doug Flutie is Arab American.
Well, there you go.
Is he really? Is he on that list?
He's on the list.
I was kind of saving that one for the end, but
wow.
But see, the thing is also, like, a lot of times you have Arab and Persian and all that. It's kind of like discerning between Canadian and American and stuff like that.
Let me look at this list and see if anybody that you didn't highlight jumps out at me.
You know, it's funny that Doug Flutie is an Arab because he has trouble throwing bombs. You heard it.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, at 1310 a.m., 1700 a.m., 104.1 FM, or anytime, anywhere, online at www.theticket.com. Read about all your favorite shows.
TheTicket.com.
Check out the Ticket Chick of the Month and link to your local team.
TheTicket.com.
Download your favorite drops and grab the e-break of the week. Sports, faves, BS, and content. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Our guys talking about our team in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTVK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger. Well, surprise, surprise, this is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If we've proven one thing, we've proven you can do this as good as we can. All sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
American Broadcasting School, the number one way of entering broadcasting for over 32 years. Call or log on today.
Hey, P1s, Gordon Keith here for North Texas Nissan. I'm joined by my good friend, Corby Davidson. Corby, you drive North Texas Nissan.
I drive a North Texas Nissan pickup truck.
That's right. So you endorse North Texas Nissan.
Sure.
I endorse North Texas Nissan. Gen X Davy Lane endorses North Texas Nissan.
That's right. Even though I'm not paid.
Well, neither are we. We just love them.
Yeah.
Well, right now at North Texas Nissan, they're having their equipped, not stripped sale. A 2003 Altima with leather, just $249 a month. A 2003 Xterra with leather, just $266 a month. And they have over 150 to choose from. And right now in the Xterra, you can get $1,500 in a rebate form and 1.9% financing for 60 months. 60 months, that's 5 years worth of great financing.
You know, I have changed my Nissan crush. Even though those are such great deals on the Xterra, I no longer have a crush on the Xterra. I have a crush on the Pathfinder Armada.
Hey, yeah. As a matter of fact, the 2004 full-size Nissan Armada, just $440 a month. That's with a V8 engine. Power everything on that deal. Go
wow.
By North Texas Nissan. Check out their equipped, not stripped sale. They're on I-35 near the Shady Shores exit in Corinth, Texas, just north of Lake Louisville. It's North Texas Nissan, brother.
I'm Layla. As if LA wasn't surprising enough for the Mavs, the Lakers come to town next on the Ticket Ticker.
There's a new player in town, On the Green Custom Golf in Frisco and Allen. On the Green's custom fitting service will have you swinging like the pros. On the Green Custom Golf is geared up to help you improve your game with custom-built clubs by KZG and great pro-line gear from Ping, Titleist, TaylorMade, Cleveland, Adams, Mizuno, Sonar Tech, and more. Freshen up your game by getting your clubs tuned or re-gripped while you wait. Right now, shop On the Green Custom Golf Grand Opening Specials and save on clubs, clothing, and balls. For a limited time, save 15% off any new club purchase with a Pro-Line trade-in. Buy your favorite golfer their gift of choice with an On the Green Custom Golf gift certificate. On the Green Custom Golf in Frisco in the Preston Ridge Shopping Center next to Down Under Pub and Grub, and in Allen at the northwest corner of McDermott. But north.
Please store for details. Can you hear it? Let me turn it up for you. I'm loving it.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Mavericks have lost 46-51 games against the Lakers. Texas Department of Transportation and McKinney Dodge bring you the ticker. To make that worse, they were coming off a humbling loss to the Clippers, but they managed to beat the Lakers at the Staples Center 110-93. Steve Nash says it was a great rebound.
You know, tonight we went out with a positive, aggressive attitude after a bad game, and that's what it's about. That's how you get better by the end of the season, is going back to what it takes to be a winner out of detail. And, you know, so we just got to keep working, and whether it's springboards or not, hopefully we just continue to grow.
Nash had 23 points and 7 rebounds. The Stars stopped their longest losing streak in 8 years as they beat the Blackhawks 1-0. Marty Turco stopped 16 shots, and he says it's desperation time.
You know, we're going to be desperate, you know, for the rest of the year. At this rate, we, you know, to get on the outside looking in, we dug ourselves a huge hole. And good or bad, it's useless when we're playing a hockey game and trying to win. So we're going to put all our effort into winning these games.
It's state championship day in high school football, and quite a few local teams are playing. In the 5A Division II state championship, 14-0 South Lake Carroll takes on 13-1 Allen. Carroll is the defending state champion. In the 4A semifinal, defending champ Denton Ryan takes on Highland Park. And in the 3A state champion game, it's between Gainesville and Burnett. All three games are at Texas Stadium. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of A&E. Get an up-close look at some of the people that shaped our year with the Biography Top 10 Countdown. Do Demi and Ashton top J-Lo and Ben on Top 10 Hitched and Ditched? Find out tonight at 8, 7 Central on E! Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Cowboys travel to D.C. to undo the Washington Redskins tomorrow at 3:15. Get up to speed with our countdown to kickoff pregame show beginning at 1. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I have to apologize. I don't exactly know how to pronounce his last name. 13-year-old Nick Kirksey.
Kirkchick. How would you say that? Kirksick. Anyway, Nick is a 13-year-old 7th grader at Barnett Junior High in Arlington, and Nick has brain cancer. He's already had 2 brain surgeries. He's facing a year of radiation and chemotherapy.
They're hoping he can make it, though.
He's turned
the corner, I think.
And so today at Barnett Junior High School in Arlington, they are having a big sale for him. It's going until 2 p.m. today at Barnett Junior High. That's on Sublette Road, formerly Harwood Road in Arlington. And all the sale proceeds are going to benefit Nick and his family. And we wanted to encourage you to help these guys out facing, you know, big-time medical bills. And it's sad when any of our young people get stricken with cancer like this, much less brain cancer. It's just so disturbing. But anyway, so go by there if you buy yourself something. And also just pay more than they're asking for. Just give them extra money. Barnett Junior High School in Arlington today. Help Nick out. All right.
I have a story.
Oh, you do? I also have many stories here, but let's
all as well
clear the way for Corby Davidson, who has certainly passed me here at the ticket.
That's right.
Can I have some music? Whoever you are in there, I don't even know who you are. I don't care either.
Here he is, the Arab hater himself, Corby Davidson.
I don't hate Arabs.
Yes, you do.
I never said that. Luciano Pavarotti married his longtime partner and producer,
Jay?
Nicoletta Mantovani. No. He, 68. She, 34.
Good for him.
Wow.
And he's fat and gross.
He's giant.
He's world famous.
She is 34 and smoking.
Really?
You have a picture of her?
Yeah, you can just see her head. You can tell, though, she's gorgeous.
Let me see.
Well, you need to come over here. I can't throw the computer at you.
God, he is so giant and disgusting.
And look at her little...
Wow!
Lady. Yeah.
So she's hot, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who she looks like?
Your mama? Your real mom?
No, she looks like that chick in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, the 20-year-old.
And she was in Love Actually. What's her name?
I haven't seen any of those movies.
Hey, honey, I'll call you back, okay? I'm on the air.
Is that your wife calling you?
Yeah.
Your wife is calling you, she has no idea when you're on the air.
She doesn't listen.
She didn't even know where I am. I hauled ass out of there so fast.
Isn't your wife one of those who the ticket is just sexist? And...
Yeah, she thinks the ticket is sexist.
Didn't you meet your wife? You met your wife when she came up to Jazz Gen X Davy?
No, she came up to Jazz Rocco Pandola.
Oh, gosh, that's even worse. She wanted a Jazz Rocco Pandola?
I don't really think that was the crux of
it. Or didn't she come up for, like, his toenail eating contest or something?
She actually came up to gnaw the bunion.
She came up to fart on the air?
I thought it was so sexy, too. So we got married. So here's my question about Pavarotti and Mantovani.
I want to talk about the contest that Julie came up for. The one Davey says. And that's how you met your wife.
We want some girls to come up here and cut the juiciest fart on the air. Alright?
Is he gay?
I don't know.
What voice is that?
Okay. Okay. Come on, girls.
It's been a long time. I don't remember what Rocco sounded like.
Rocco Pandola.
Alright. So go ahead.
Come on, girls.
Corbett.
Come on up, girls. Come on, girls. It's time to have a contest.
What does he sound like? Do your Rocco.
He just kind of talks a little bit deeper than that. A little bit deeper than that.
Yeah, that's better.
I don't know what I am more going to do. I got better than that.
All right, go ahead, Corbett.
Do you think that she married him because he's a handsome man?
No.
She's been living with him since she was 26.
Is that one?
Is that your wife?
Oh, that's mine. Hold on a second. Hello? Yes, hello. Hey, what's happening? He's on the air.
You're listening live to continuing coverage.
Sorry, I just hung up. Huh? Cable company wanting me to buy Viagra online.
So she started dating him when she was 26. He was 61.
Gross.
She is dating her grandfather.
And I want everyone to listen to me. There's no.
What do you think the size of his rear end is? I mean, like.
That's where I draw the line with inner beauty, where I see no inner beauty in a human.
When they're older. When they're fat or when they're older.
When they're over 68 and 600 pounds.
He's not 600. He's 300, 350.
He's hairy. He's just.
And they say he does not shower. There's like all these things about his, how unhygienic he is.
Why? Because he can?
Yeah.
Because he can land 26-year-old hot women?
Just because he's eccentric? Is that his bit?
Yeah.
He started dating her. She was a university student.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got to become way more powerful than we are now, Dave.
I need to get 61, so rich and famous.
Yeah.
And get so divorced.
Because when you're...
Well, how are your dreams of
divorce?
Rich and fame? Have they waned, you think, as you've gotten older?
They haven't waned, but I'm not getting there.
I think you are.
You're not making good progress?
No, the reality's setting in pretty hard.
Is debt still piling up?
No, we're doing better there. I'm fortunate in that that my wife is smart.
Is she helping pay off your creepy debt?
Yeah.
Oh, poor lady.
That is horrible. So
we're a team.
I hate it when people say that.
All that debt that you racked up from the age of...
You're responsible for that.
You know what? My debt didn't spiral until about the time she and I started dating.
Yeah, that's true. She does like things. Like,
well,
nice meals and nice...
No,
well, yeah, but I'm not blaming it on her.
He bought a Jeep on a credit card.
He also, one time...
I paid his income taxes.
Yeah, I paid my income taxes on a credit card.
This is so bad.
Hey, I was on unemployment for a year, thanks to this effing place.
Hey, what's the story with unemployment? Don't you have to pay that back?
No. You pay into it
as you're
working, and then it runs out eventually.
So unemployment is...
It's unemployment insurance.
But is it... So when you're on unemployment and you're collecting unemployment, that's just free money?
Yeah, I mean, you have contributed to it as you've been working, like Social Security.
Is that line pretty depressing? The unemployment line?
Well, I mean, once you register at first, it's all over the phone. You don't have to actually go stand in line for a handout.
Stand there with an immigrant?
No, they mail you a check.
A soup bowl? Well,
give you your own soup bowl?
Initially, did you have to wait in line?
I think I timed it to where no one was there, and so I only had to wait, you know, like 10 or 15 minutes before I...
Now, did you wear your coat made of patches and...
Mm-hmm.
You had little buttons for eyes? Well, was that depressing? Did you feel like a loser going for unemployment?
Yeah, I had to go down to the unemployment office down on MLK, down by the state fair.
Wow.
That was a scumbag.
You know, I'm wondering if me and my wife moved into a 300...
Like a Hitler community? Or like, you like mean like a house or something?
What is the Hitler community?
I don't know, but those were our two options, funny enough. It was either a Hitler community or a house.
Go on, Corby.
You mean like a Hitler community? The hell? Obviously an anti-Semitic reference by Gordon, who has already, you know...
That is not
true. Already let us in.
He's already been bashing Krista McAuliffe all morning.
Yeah, and...
Her name is like Kristen McAuliffe, first of all.
I said Krista.
And she's not
and
Jewish.
Dave, who brought up the story of the gaffe and the Jewish in the paper about the Jews?
Gordon.
Hmm.
He gets email blasts anytime there's an anti-Semitic remark on the web.
Mm-hmm. That's so stupid.
And they email high-five each other.
I'm the only one of us who's actually friends with Jewish people.
Hey.
I'm going to have dinner at a Jewish man's house tonight.
It's the same house I'm going to.
Oh, you know the same guy, Wolonsky. We all know him.
I'm having Hanukkah
And he's
dinner.
Not even real Jewish. Really Jewish.
I know.
He claims.
He's, I know. He's an embarrassment to the Jewish religion.
He's a convenient Jew.
You know what he is? He's a joking Jew. The only time he's really Jewish is when he can make jokes about
it. He loves to joke about being Jewish
right.
more than anyone that I've ever met.
Right.
And I laugh every time he makes a joke. It's the only time I feel good about it.
All right, so go ahead, Corby. You were talking
right.
about
you and Julie moved into the Hitler community.
No, okay.
It was just a Hitler community.
Let me think about this.
Or
if,
how?
If you guys took your...
What were we talking
your
about?
Your respective families and moved to... an apartment that cost like my old garage apartment. You guys remember that?
Like $400 a month or $300?
It cost me $300 a month to live in. All right. Bills paid.
Yeah, and where was it?
Huh?
It was in Park City.
It was in University
yeah,
Park.
It was University Park.
Yeah, that's just pretty rich.
$300 a month?
I'm sure
in a nice neighborhood. You're not in the barrio.
I'm not saying move to the barrio.
I'm saying your idea of roughing it is living in the Park Cities.
I'm not
living in University Park rather than Highland Park is roughing it.
I'm not saying roughing it.
I had to live in UP.
Not HP. I'm saying if you move there right now and stay there, you're paying $300 a month, and you cut out everything. You buy all your food from the store. You don't ever go out to eat, ever. You spend no money. You take no trips. You save all your money. Could you retire by the time you were, like, 45? If you saved every penny...
Well, how much are you making?
What we're making now?
Let's say you have a combined income of...
If we're making what we make now, I could... Yes, I could
retire.
We have a rock solid next year.
We have a rock... Wow. We have a rock solid budget that we cannot go over, and everything we earn over that...
For, like, 15 years.
Everything we earn over that goes straight into a mutual fund or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that?
Because it's not fun.
Yeah, but you'd have so much fun once you reach that 15-year point.
Right, but...
Instead, we're over here,
you
know...
You're short-term, baby.
Yeah, I mean...
Give it to me now. I want everything all the time right now. I live the Grego philosophy.
The day before you turn 45, you get in a car accident. And you're dead.
Well, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, you'd be aware you're in a car accident.
But if you died,
you die a minute after you get in a car accident.
Oh, and then all you do is lament the pain.
Yeah, it's 60 seconds of horrible regret.
Oh, God.
Give me my I'm going to spend it. Anybody got anything I can buy from them?
Give it to me. Give it to me, Lance. Give it to me.
Eating ramen every... If you ate ramen noodles every night, every day, your meal budget for your family was like $4 a day. Plus your rent.
That's stupid. No one would ever do that.
No one would make that. You had a beaten down, like, $5,000 car.
Yeah, your car's paid for. Let's just say that. And
look,
you drive the same car.
Look how warped Davey is. A beaten down. $5,000 is just nothing for a car?
No, I'm just saying you buy, like, a $5,000 used car and then you drive it for 15 years.
I'm thinking about doing that.
I am doing that currently.
Whatever.
I'm serious.
You have more expenses than any human I know.
Me?
All your properties.
I don't have... What is... Properties?
Right.
What is that?
It's a real estate venture.
What is ticket?
Anyway, so Luciano Pavarotti got married.
Yeah.
And guess, look at the guests were. Sting and his wife.
Mm-hmm. Did they have sex for 12 hours at the wedding?
By the way, you heard he said that was bogus.
He lied?
He didn't lie.
He was joking.
He was joking.
That.
And whatever reporter took him serious. Like he has sex for 12 hours.
Didn't Willie Nelson do that one time?
What?
All coked up.
Willie Nelson?
Yeah, I remember some story. He had an affair with some woman and they...
I doubt that Willie Nelson has had an erection in the past 20 years.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm living in a Hitler community like he does.
Okay.
He referring to Corby.
Let's stop the Hitler community. And even if there was such a subdivision known as the Hitler community...
Hitler Heights.
I don't think that would preclude you from having an erection. You're really confused over there. You live in Rolling Hills? I'm over there in the Hitler community, about two blocks down the road.
It's about a 3-2 in Hitler Heights.
Boy, if you were a land developer and you mistakenly named your community that.
How about Hitler? Huh? No?
You just had to get the paperwork in at the last minute and you just wrote down the first thing that came into your mind.
Hitler Hills.
And then there's the little, you know, the brick
with
sign
the fountain.
With the fountain. Hitler Hills on it. Oh, what a horrible mistake you've made.
Think you'd sell a single property?
No. Imagine how much you would have to lower the prices. How much under market you would have to sell that just because of the name that you came up with.
Bono and his
Third
family
Reich
were
Boulevard.
There.
Oh, gosh.
Donatella Versace, which, by the way...
She is tore up.
That bit they used to have Saturday Night Live with the girl who played Donatella Versace was really funny, I thought.
I just talk like this.
Thought it was funny.
All the guests would come into her bedroom and sit on her bed with her.
Right. And other people were there, too.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, that's entertainment news.
Wow.
All right. That was about as good as the pig fetus story.
Coming up next, Hitler Wine.
Life in the fast lane. Too much for the boys.
I would have liked to have seen a better game plan than 19 running plays in the first 23 from scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
These wide receivers blow, and the game plan blows.
Three losses in four games. Not good, buddy.
Philadelphia used the same game plan yesterday as Miami used the week before.
Another raucous road trip takes us to the nation's capital. It's the Cowboys take on the Redskins. Tomorrow at 3:15 at FedEx Field. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports. Well, surprise, surprise.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Guys, talking about our teams in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Gift certificates from Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right.
Football season is really heating up. Every game has playoff implications. And if you're not watching the game on HDTV, what are you waiting for? It's the Hardline, Mike Reiner here.
And Greg Williams here.
And you need to see the action the way it's meant to be seen on a high-definition TV from Tweeter.
You want a car faster than your neighbor's, a wife hotter than your friend's wife, why not get a TV that'll blow your friends out of the water?
That's high-definition. Picture so clear, color so lifelike that your friends will be green with envy.
Or make them even more jealous with a brand new Panasonic HD plasma. It's a thing of beauty. You won't believe how Panasonic's outdone themselves with this TV.
And the place to get high definition TV or the new Panasonic plasma is Tweeter.
They do HD right. They deliver it, they install it, and they explain it. It couldn't be any easier.
It's Tweeter. We dig it. We think you will too. Head to Tweeter today and tell them.
all live, all local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports. One thing we've proven you can do this as good as we can. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're talking Cowboys. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
For more information, log on to www.cancer.org. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is The Ticket.
After the collapse in L.A. last December, where the Mavericks gave up a 20-point lead and lost 105-103, who would have ever thought they would win in the Staples Center? But they did. For the first time in 26 games in L.A., 110-93, the final, Don Nelson was elated.
We got our teeth kicked in last year, and we had that big lead, and then they came and then made that sensational comeback on us. That was the toughest loss of the year. I didn't want that to happen again. I thought we had really good momentum, and we got a nice lead in the fourth quarter, and I just was determined that I would take more control of the game.
It was the first win for the Mavericks in L.A. in 13 years. Marty Turco stopped 16 shots in his second shutout of the season as the Stars beat the Blackhawks 1-0. The win stopped a five-game losing streak for the Stars. The Heisman Trophy will be awarded today. Oklahoma quarterback Jason White is one of the favorites with a 174 quarterback rating. The other nominees are Pittsburgh receiver Larry Fitzgerald, Ole Miss quarterback Eli Manning, and Michigan running back Chris Perry. Oklahoma linebacker Teddy Lehman has been awarded the Buckus Award for outstanding college linebacker. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to treat yourself or the P1 in your life to the ultimate ticket stocking stuffer by logging on to theticket.com today.
Cavs Radio's Dan McDowell and Bob Sturm host the Ticket Dallas Stars postgame show live from the Miller Lite Sky Bar at the AAC after every Stars home game. Only on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Okay, it's 11:37 on Sports Radio 13 in The Ticket. You're listening to the last 20 minutes of the rant.
Christmas sales of Adolf Hitler wine.
What's your deal with him today?
It's a story.
This is your 10th Hitler reference of the day. Your eighth anti-Semitic story today.
That's not true. These are all from his anti-Semitic email blast.
That's no.
You guys are... Dave, I know you're anti-Semitic.
He's half Jewish. Look at his nose. It's big.
He doesn't. He's not half Jewish. He's Catholic.
Well, he tries to distance from that half. You've looked up your bloodline.
What if you found out that your parents were Jewish? Would that change anything?
No.
Really?
They're not. I know they're not.
You don't know.
Did you have
wow.
Did you have a lot of Jewish friends growing up, Corby?
In Interlaken?
No, I didn't.
See?
Did you?
Yes, that's all I had were Jewish
in
friends.
In Mississippi?
No, here.
What about Mississippi?
No.
Did you even heard of the word
I was so
Jewish?
Young. Yeah, I was so young then, I don't even know if I knew what anybody was. But no, here, I was like the only...
You know, I never went.
I wasn't Jewish.
I never went to a bar mitzvah. I didn't have one Jewish friend in Arlington. I didn't know anyone at my high school. I went to a giant public high school, and I didn't know anyone.
My parents
Jewish.
To move us to Arlington.
And you know what? My two best friends and are two of my best friends. Last names were Stein and Schwartz.
Schwartz and Stein.
And they were both Catholic.
What do you mean? What's odd
because
about that?
Stein is obviously a Jewish name.
That's Schwartz. Racist. Okay, that's racist.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, there. Yeah, this guy, this wine grower, he sells this Hitler wine, and he says his wine sales have been through the roof this Christmas.
Because it's a novelty.
I guess, but why are people buying this? Look at the bottle, Dave. It has the Hitler guy on there.
Well, the Hitler guy is Hitler.
Oh. He started selling these bottles back in 1995 after the success of his Mussolini label wine in Italy. And all these countries are trying to stop him from selling this wine. He was sued in Italy for the Mussolini wine, but he escaped jail and fines because authorities said they couldn't prove that he was promoting fascism.
What's wrong with fashion?
Fascism.
Good
not
point,
fashion.
Okay. Good point.
The Hitler wine is on the market with the slogan, one people, one empire, one leader. And he also has other ones with Rommel and Goering on them.
Lou Goering?
No. So would you buy this wine, Dave?
No, I don't believe in that. I'm against fascism.
Fascism. Fascism, Dave. Fascism. All right, did anybody watch the Ryan and Trista wedding?
No.
Go ahead. Turn all red. Cry. Laugh your ass off.
What so that...
Because you can make such stupid junior high jokes. Everyone's forced to listen to you.
He's making me laugh.
Why is he making you laugh?
Because he's giggling.
What were you talking about? Ryan and Trista?
I watched
5 minutes of it. I taped it for my wife because she was at dinner with me.
I watched some of the...
some big black football player.
I watched some of the week before, like the bachelor party episode. I watched a little bit of that, but I didn't watch any of the wedding.
What do you guys think about them? You think they're for real?
No.
No, they'll get divorced. You know that other bachelor couple, the Firestone guy, they broke up.
Well, you know what? That guy's worth what? Conservatively $100 million?
Yeah.
He's 25?
Is he that young?
I don't know. Whatever. What does he need to do? Why is he getting married? Why is he trying to meet his bride on a game show when he can have any woman in the country? He doesn't need 25 women to choose from. He has a billion to choose from.
There's not that many women.
Well, I think everyone needs to be on B alert for this Trista.
She's very high maintenance.
Yes. Okay, so get this. What do you think the price tag was of that wedding?
Like how much it cost?
Yeah.
50 grand?
It was at least $1 million, because they...
$1 million!
Because they flew all these people in to this exotic location.
Oh, did they count that?
Oh, yeah. And her gown was like, I don't know, $200,000?
I'll give you some stats here. Her dress was $70,000.
Oh, okay.
I lost.
Her shoes were $50,000.
Her shoes! Everything was personally designed for her.
Oh, I thought that this stuff was like donated and at the end of the show they ran a bunch of credits thanking these people. Shoes provided by
blah, blah, blah.
Well, I'm sure that, there was promotional consideration, but there's still
I doubt ABC
money.
Spent all this money.
If your wife went out, came home with a pair of shoes and said, these are just, I just love, these are great shoes, and said, I want you to know right now, honey, that they were $50,000, but these are like my perfect pair of shoes for that party we're going to this Friday. How would you react?
I know you want to add a second bathroom to our house,
but
I got these great shoes.
Yeah, I know we were talking about. Well, it couldn't happen in my house. I don't have that kind of money laying around.
These shoes have 282 diamonds in them.
Hmm.
The flowers they had 30,000 ivory and pink roses. So tell them how much those cost.
Okay, but you're blaming her. If ABC said, okay, we want to broadcast this. Do whatever you want. I would have done the same thing.
Do you remember how much you paid for your wedding cake?
Yeah.
How much?
I think we had two cakes.
Yeah, you have a bride's cake and a groom's cake. But what about the bride's cake?
$600, $500.
Yeah, we only had one cake, and I think it was maybe $500.
Theirs was $15,000
for one cake?
Yeah. I'm confused. Corby's calling on line two?
No, there's some girl named Courtney on line two.
Oh.
Let's see what she has to say.
Hi, Courtney.
Hey.
How old are you?
Do what?
How old are you?
29.
You live in Mesquite?
Oh, Keller.
Where?
Keller.
Mm.
Same thing.
It's the Fort Worth version.
What's up?
Not much. We're just listening to your broadcast.
Right. What is your point that you called in to make, though?
You have a hot Trista and Ryan opinion?
We were watching some of it on TV, and they said it was like 3.6 or 3.7 million.
That's correct. $4 million.
Oh, I think Gordon was probably leading up to that point.
Yeah.
Thanks for stealing his thunder, though.
Sorry, didn't mean to.
Are you married? Yes.
Yes.
Do you have kids?
Uh-huh.
Do you know how much you spent on your wedding?
Not much.
Do you remember?
No. Not even close to that. So.
You're probably saving money.
Did your parents pay
for
it?
A baby.
Did your parents pay for the wedding?
No.
You paid for it yourself?
Yeah.
Were you pregnant when you got married?
Do what?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Were you all chock full of baby when you got married?
No.
Yeah, you were pregnant when you got married, right?
No.
It wasn't a shotgun?
Uh-uh.
How long after you were married did you get pregnant?
About a year.
About a week.
And are you still married to the same guy?
Uh-huh.
You ever kissed a girl?
No.
I know. That's so crazy.
I don't even
believe you on that.
I'm sorry to disappoint.
Oh, bad sell. All right, yeah, so $15,000 seven-tiered chocolate cake.
Like I said, though, if ABC...
She wore a $1 million necklace. $1 million necklace. Their rings...
Well, she's obviously not going to keep that necklace.
No.
Their rings, $25,000 diamond and platinum wedding bands. Why would they announce that? These people, they're going to be mugged. Wherever they go in the world, they'll be mugged and get the $25,000 that's sitting on their finger. I'm sorry. If someone, now those, they certainly get to keep, their wedding bands. I'm looking at that going... There's no way I'm hanging on to this. Honey, let's go to the store. We'll get us ourselves some simple platinum bands, and this is a car I have on my finger.
Right. Put them in the safe deposit box or something.
You know, I watched about 5 minutes of it, and it was so cheesy because they had the host who normally hosts the show.
Ryan Seacrest.
No, he does American Idol. But this guy would be like, the moment's almost here. Let's throw it down into the bridal quarters where Trista is about to walk down the aisle.
Big Dick Hunter was the guy?
Then they would throw it down to the bridal. They would throw it down to a woman. Thanks, Jeff. We're sitting here with Trista, who's talking to her best friend, Amy. Amy, what do you have to say about what's getting ready to happen? Well, it was like a football game. Like, they had sideline reporters and stuff. Thanks, guys. Let's throw it back to the groom's room where
Where Ahmad Rashad is standing by.
I mean, it might as well have been.
Well, you know how much they got for the wedding?
Did they get $1 million apiece?
I think it was just $1 million total. That was their fee.
Yeah.
But
they raped them.
But what were... Whoa.
Would you have done that?
I guess they consummated.
If ABC would have come to you, let's say...
Would I rape Trista for $1 million?
Let's leave rape out of this. When did you get married? How many years? 10?
Yeah. 10 years ago.
Huh? God, time, man.
Yep.
If they would have come to you then and said, all right...
You can rape whoever you want.
Stop it.
Your wife will never know.
We'll give you $1 million...
That's a good hypothetical, would you?
No.
Well, Dave, if you could rape whoever you wanted to and your wife would never know.
And the cops may find out. But your wife will never find out. No matter even if you're in jail.
She'll never know if I'm in jail?
She'll just think you're in there for...
Would you ever rape someone on TV?
For $1 million, would you have taken that deal? Not the rape deal. The
televised rape.
Televised wedding.
Oh.
No rape. $1 million.
Televised wedding for $1 million, no rape.
I don't think I'd do it.
What if rape? Yeah, what if rape was included?
Yeah.
Even then, though, I'd still be iffy, but yeah, I probably would. Truthfully, I probably would.
Oh, thanks.
Truthfully?
Thank you. All right, I gotta go.
That's a bad way to end. It's a horrible way to end the segment.
Oh, all right. Thanks for being here today. Cool.
Coming up next, the Troy Aikman Show.
What?
Or.
Expecting that perfect holiday gift from your wife? Don't count on it. Take matters into your own hands, just like you did last night, and buy yourself the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket December item of the month, the Ticket Stocking Stuffer.
Ticket Travel Month, he won baseball jersey, prize, orange koozie, jump hat for your boozy, fine bobblehead dog.
All this stuff for $35, complete with a happy holiday card signed by all the ticket guys. Log on to theticket.com. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Our guys, talking about our teams in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports news first guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ticket, KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger.
Details. Pre-installation offer limited to standard installation for new residential customers of one existing cable outlet. Limited time offer.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a place in the Hill Country to spend your holidays? Well, the Hill Country's great, but it's hours away, right? Well, it's much closer than you think. Mountain Lakes is a gorgeous planned community right at the top of the Texas Hill Country with spectacular views and two private lakes. As a holiday gift to you, Mountain Lakes will pay your closing costs. Check out Angler's Cove at Mountain Lakes. It's a stock fishing lake designed and managed by Jimmy Houston, and Deacon Lake for boating and skiing. 1 acre lakefront home sites, $39.99. Just call 1-888-334-LAKE today. If you want fresh air and space, you can own a piece of the Hill Country at Mountain Lakes. Blue Green has been helping families find the perfect home site for more than 38 years. 1 acre lakefront home sites priced from $39.99 with extra holiday savings. Mountain Lakes will pay your closing costs. Call for your personal preview. This is your chance. Call 1-888-334-LAKE today. See Mountain Lakes and other Blue Green communities in this Sunday's new home section in both the Dallas Morning News and Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
I'm Layla. The Mavericks make 13 their lucky number. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Jesse Ventura for Infone.
I needed a number the other day, but instead of calling directory assistance, I called Infone to save some money. When I call, they greet me by name. Hello, Governor. And they always find exactly what I'm looking for less than I used to pay.
Infone is only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes, and just 5 cents a minute after that. Call 888-411-1111 anywhere in the U.S. or to Canada.
Most people know me by my many professions, but I'm also a dad. I see how schools are struggling to raise funds. Now you can help using Infone. Cheaper, better directory assistance, and a great way to call anywhere in the United States and to Canada. Just sign up and Infone will donate 5% of your usage fees to the school of your choice, plus another $5 after you make your first 10 calls.
Don't just make a call. Make an Infone call. Your first 5 calls are free. Sign up is free at infone.com. We'll call 888-411-1111. We'll exclude Federal Universal Service Fee.
The Ticket.
The Mavericks beat the Lakers in L.A. for the first time in 13 years. 101-93, it was the Lakers' first home loss in 28 games. Karl Malone says the Lakers expected it.
One move in the basketball, and then you get against the team to shooting the ball well, and they come back and bite you in the butt, and that's what happens to us. So take nothing from them. This game here, we've been flirting with this kind of game, so we deserve it.
Gary Payton ejected in the first quarter after getting a technical and then throwing the ball in the direction of a ref. The Stars get a much-needed win as they beat the Blackhawks 1-0. Bill Guerin scored the only goal in the game. Mike Mondano and Jason Arnott had the assist. The win stopped a 5-game losing streak for the Stars, their longest in 8 years. And though there have been no new developments in the possible A-Rod trade at the winter meetings, there have been some deals. The Washington Post reports that the Orioles have made a 5-year, $65 million offer to Vladimir Guerrero, and that they have also talked to Miguel Tejada, Javi Lopez, and Pudge Rodriguez. Our next Ticket Ticker in just minutes at high noon with Ty Walker. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, wants you to know that a little bit of love goes a long way. But if it comes with a persistent burning, please see your physician.
That time to listen. It's 11:54 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You listen to The Rant, Gordon Keith, Jamie Lane. Corby Davidson had to leave early today to get down to the Home Depot Expo or something?
What? No, the White Rock Marathon Expo.
What do they sell there?
Nothing. It's just, I guess it's like a pre-registration thing. If you're running in the marathon, you have to go down and get your number and check in or whatever.
I see. Well, good luck to Corby and
Bob Sturm.
Who's got a bad teeth. Yeah, Bob Sturm. They're going to be running in the marathon tomorrow.
I think, I don't want to come out and say that I'm going to do it next year, but I think I'm going to try and make it a goal to do it next year. At least the half.
All right, I'll make that a goal with you.
You're never going to run a marathon.
Well, maybe a half.
You'll do the half?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we both make that our loose goal next year?
Our loose goal that we'll...
To do it together.
That we'll dump out of in June.
Yeah, we probably will. But I think we ought to... If we're going to do the half and not do the full, we need to make it probably a little bit more challenging. Let's do it as a three-legged race.
Okay.
You and me.
Or how about at some point along the half marathon course, we have to commit a rape.
Oh, my gosh, that's shocking.
For $1 million.
That is so shocking. Take that back.
I take it back.
All right. Very sad news in the rant world this week as the Texas Department of Corrections announced that it is pulling the last meal information from the death row website.
That is extremely sad.
They say that they pulled it based upon people complaining that they published this information, although it is public information, and they said it was the most popular part of their website, and it just drew too much attention.
Oh, we've done whole shows on it before.
And the spokeswoman says, you know, it makes my job harder. The whole reason we put it up there was because that's the number one request that I field from reporters is what was the person's last meal. And now, that's why we put it up online, and now we're taking it down because it was so popular online. She says it kind of makes no sense. But anyway, so they're no longer going to have that on the web.
What was the most recent execution? What was his last meal? You guys had it on...
It was like AIDS on a hoagie?
No, I don't think that was it.
Oh, well, maybe, I don't know.
It was like pork chops and eggs and
yeah, pork chops, eggs,
cream soda,
syrup and...
Crazy, sugary breakfast.
Right. Something very odd. And finally, in other news, some other stuff. Do we want to do the story? I don't know what we're going to do.
How much time do we have?
About 3 minutes.
We got to do...
2 minutes. Oh, no.
We got a minute.
Okay. Well, then I guess we have time to thank everyone. Look at Layla looking so good in there.
Let me see.
Look at that.
Turn around real fast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. You love you. And also like to thank the technical crew for assisting, and like to thank this building for turning off the electricity today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we dodged a bullet when we came in this morning. We thought we were going to have to walk 13 flights of stairs.
Well, we snuck up the freight elevator.
And they let us take the freight elevator.
It was great. Yeah. I thought I was going to be really late. I don't know how long it takes to walk 13 flights of stairs, but...
Do you want to walk down 13 flights with me?
It's easier than walking up. It'll be at the start of our training for the half marathon.
That's right. So long, everybody. Have good and get give.
This is The Ticket. KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Dallas-Fort Worth Ticket. Ticket Ticker.
We will start off this ticker getting you caught up to date on top 25 college basketball action. This ticker, by the way, brought to you by McKinney Dodge. And it's number 23, Wisconsin, hosting Wisconsin-Milwaukee. That game in the second half of play. And Wisconsin leading Wisconsin-Milwaukee 43-32. That one getting underway in the second half. In the first, actually just finishing up the first half, it's number 1, Florida, with a actually trailing now Louisville, 32-27. And in the first, number 10, Georgia Tech, early on, leading St. Louis 17-15. Later on today, it'll be number 5, Kansas, hosting Oregon, number 17, Gonzaga, hosting number 3, Missouri, and number 22, Marquette, will be at number 9, Arizona. Tomorrow, it'll be the first, or actually in their first meeting with the Redskins back in November. The Cowboys defense blitzed early in Austin, but as those two teams now get ready to square off again this weekend up in Washington, Bill Parcells, not sure if he's going to employ that same game plan.
Discriminately blitz all the time. You're going to get killed. We've taken a lot of chances this year to try to create, and it's helped us, but, you know, we got to be careful.
Kickoff tomorrow set for 3. You can hear the pregame show starting at 1 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. College football's top award will be handed out later tonight. Running back Chris Perry of Michigan, quarterback Jason White of OU, quarterback Eli Manning of Ole Miss, and Pittsburgh wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald are all the finalists for the Heisman Trophy. That is your ticket ticker. It's a service of Sears. Come into Sears Auto Center and get Die Hard Express. Get a new Die Hard installed quickly 7 days a week only at Sears Auto Center. Die Hard, America's most preferred battery. Our next ticket ticker at 1220.
Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
www.theticket.com.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.